Good morning, friends. It's Friday with Jim here at Coast Community Radio, and I'm your host, Jim. Jim Wilkins, that is. Ably assisted by Terry Wilson, our engineer. And the Friday show is produced by Kathleen Morgane. And the concept for this show was developed early on by Lisa Smith. We thank Lisa for that. And I'm happy to have with me in the studio this morning Skip Hauke. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, and I'm not just sure what. Skip, welcome to Coast Community Radio.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
I'd like to start. I know that you're a longtime NBA.
Yes, I am.
And I'd like you to talk a little bit about your family history and kind of a little biographical sketch.
Okay. Well, my family's been here a long time. My grandfather started Hockey's Market with a partner, Schofield, in 1890. And then my grandfather was killed quite early. I kind of like Mr. Gimry. He got an old car with skinny tires, caught in the trolley tracks, and went into the river and drowned.
Wow.
And my dad came back and took over the store, and he ran it till about 1978, and then I took it over. And so I was third generation in the business. When I sold out to Safeway, it had been in the business or been in the family for 110 years. So pretty long time.
And then you've reinvented yourself as the director of the Astoria Warrenton Chamber of Commerce.
Best job I've ever had. Oh, it's great. It's great. I really, really lucked out. When my predecessors retired, I got offered the job, and it really is. It's been, I think, 10 years now, and it really is a fun job. I look forward to going to work every day.
Yeah.
Something different every day.
Well, we kind of, before we went on the air, we were talking about some of the stuff coming up, but why don't you tell us about some of the activities that we're going to be looking forward to?
Okay, well, coming up next at the Chamber, anyway, is the annual banquet and award ceremony. January 10th at the Astoria Golf and Country Club, a dinner, entertainment, and an award ceremony. It's where we give out the two highly coveted awards that the Chamber is responsible for. One being the Richard Ford Award, given to a citizen out of Warrenton, chosen by a committee. And Richard Ford at one time was a building inspector and fire chief in Warrenton. But his most notable deeds were the things he did when he wasn't at work, helping his neighbors, doing anything he could. And a great, great volunteer and really a just testimony to what he did is the Richard Ford Award. And it's a valued award. It's the highest award the Chamber has, along with the George Award in the city of Astoria. And the George Award was named after George, ironically. And you've heard the saying, let George do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the George Award goes to the people that didn't let George do it.
Yeah.
But they did it themselves. And tremendous. It's got a 54-year history. And I read the names just yesterday of the first award winners, and they brought back some great, great memories just reading their names. Bob Chopping, George Abrahamson, there was, I think, like six of them. And I can't remember all of them, but it was Deskin Bergie was one, and I knew them all. And it was just, and I could see why they got it back then. They were extremely involved in the community. And so we've had some great folks chosen by committee. The committees on both awards are made up of a board member from Astoria and from Warrenton, and 3 years of previous George and Richard Ford winners. And so it's really a unique deal. I don't get a vote. I'm just there, kind of the whiteboard guy,
mm-hmm.
But it's an amazing process. And the tough thing about it is, Astoria Warrenton area has got to be the volunteer capital of the world. And, I mean, it's just amazing what people will do in this town. So it's really hard to pick. George and Richard Ford are nominated by citizens. And so we always get an ample supply of nominees, and you wish you could give one to everybody, but you can't.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing.
Skip, I'm wondering how many people are in the chamber?
We have, I'm proud to say, the largest, I just found this out last week, the largest chamber on the Oregon coast. Right now, as of today, we have 625 members. And what I was told last week is Newport is second at 617. So we're kicking a little hiney there. But it's great. And the membership just keeps growing. We made one of the goals of the chamber last year was to get to 600, and we did by July 1. And now we're at 625. It's going well.
One of the things that just kind of getting started right now is the armory. It's an amazing structure, and it's starting to be used as kind of a community center. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I haven't been heavily involved in the armory. I was right up front when it was just a notion with Bob Jacobs. He and I went down through the armory and actually, he and I kind of got an open house going one Sunday or Saturday or whatever it was. There are thousands of people in our own town that have never seen the inside of that building. And, of course, growing up here, being a native-born Astorian.
The NBA.
NBA. that was a well-used facility. That's where the high school played their ball games. And home and auto shows, regatta coronations, everything was there. And it is. It is an unbelievable, unique building. And after about the first time I went in, when the school got started, I couldn't believe the condition it was in. Yeah, they got a few problems, and they're fixing a lot of them. But the floor was amazing. You'd think a wooden floor with no use after all those years would be all warped. I don't think there's a wrinkle in it. So somebody has done a good job of keeping it up, or at least not letting it deteriorate. And so is it a big project to take on? Yeah, it is. Is it a good project? I think it's an amazing project, and I'm very, very thankful for those that, those volunteers that have, those Georges and Richard Fords that have stepped up to the plate to put the package together, and they're doing a great job.
Well, you're right on with your comments about volunteerism. I know that I'm involved in the Riverfront Trolley, which is run completely with volunteers. It's just amazing that we get so many people that take the time to learn how to run that thing, and they get dressed up in their little vests and stuff, and it's a real kick for them.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't understand about that little old 300 is I think we're averaging about 40,000 people a year.
Yeah.
And that's not every day, because we don't run it during the winter time, and we don't run it when it's pouring down rain. So most of that is crowded into the summertime, and it's become an icon. It's probably one of the most asked questions we have is, where's the trolley?
Oh.
And of course, and then we can go right onto the computer. Mm-hmm. It's got a GPS on a trolley, and we can tell them exactly where it is and which way it's headed, and it really helps. So, and now they can do it on their mobile devices, too. I can't. I still have a flip phone, but I can't do anything with mine except kind of talk on it like a telephone. But, the trolley business is amazing. And people are so impressed when we tell them that it's the whole package is volunteers, and it's Astoria.
Yeah. Well, what else have we got coming up this year to look forward to,
well,
Skip?
Well, I think one thing I can report on is I think there's a whole bunch of people that would agree with me that 2014 was a very, very good year. I've had hotels come to me and say it's the best year ever. I've had businesses saying the same thing. Room tax dollars are up substantially, and it's just been an excellent, excellent year. The Astoria Warrenton area is certainly on the map, and it just seems to be, it seems to be our time, and people just keep coming, and we just, I'll tell you a quick story on, like, the cruise ships. I had a call last week from a gentleman in B.C., and this guy came in, he and his wife came in on a ship, I think last year or the year before. He called me and he says, I got to tell you, I have never been more impressed with a city than when we came into Astoria and how we were handled. The quality and quantity of the folks that met us at the dock, all the way along the Riverwalk, downtown, buses, everything. Perfect. It was just unbelievable. They've never seen it before. And he says, I was so impressed. I'm also the conductor of a band, a 30-member orchestra in B.C., an award-winning orchestra. Next September, they're coming down on a ship, the whole orchestra and everything, and plus 30 people orchestra and 15 extra people. So 45 people are coming down on a ship on their way to Disneyland, where they're being paid to perform. And so that tells me they got to be a little bit, they got to be pretty good. He says, I got a favor to ask. I want to put a free concert on in Astoria.
Hmm.
I mean, I just thought it was me. Just say thank you for the way we've been treated. And I said, so I called, and he had written this, and then he emailed the same thing to both myself and Brett, our city manager. So I said, Brett, what do you think? Brett says, I think it's a great idea. Go ahead and take the lead. So we did. We've been corresponding. He said, we can play any place outside. If it's raining, we need a tent. I went right over and booked the Liberty. So we're going to have a free concert at the Liberty on a Sunday with Sunday market going and a cruise ship in. It ought to be a lot of fun. And it's only because the cruise host committee put it, I mean, because they're doing their job. It's just amazing. You got 150 volunteers that half of them will meet a ship every time it comes in.
Yeah.
And it's the only place it happens. I remember a captain of the Radiance of the Sea. This has come in 2-3 years ago now. But he actually put it in a cruise magazine. On a scale of 1 to 10, as a port of call, Astoria is a 12. And that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. So it's fun.
Well, I'd like to remind our listeners that it's Friday here at Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, and we're visiting with Chamber of Commerce Director Skip Pauke. Skip, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure, as always, James.
Yeah, we spoke a few months ago on this very station.
Yes, we did.
Now, you mentioned the Riverwalk. You know, you and I have watched that kind of evolve. And what do you think it does for the community?
I think it's probably perhaps even the catalyst for where our area has gone. It opens up our riverfront to everybody. And one of the reasons I think we're doing so well and drawing so many folks is due to the fact that we've maintained our character here. And what better way to see our character as a working waterfront than walk right through it? You know, you can see the pilot boats, you can see the ships, you see the fish processing plants. Where else? I mean, you go to Portland, yeah, they have a walk along the Willamette. But that's all it is a walk,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you're just looking at the river. There's no working going on. And we got a working waterfront. And I think that's kind of what has really been the catalyst to this whole renovation of the waterfront. I mean, it's just been fabulous.
I'm wondering, I almost thought you were going to say renaissance there.
That's a word I was looking for. But thank you. You're a little late on that, but that's fine. Renaissance it is. You know, it's been, you and I have been here long enough that we know where we've been.
Exactly.
And it used to be that Astoria was a place you drove through on the way to Seaside. And that has certainly changed. And And now with Astoria and Warrington working together so well, I mean, it's just been an amazing, I'll use your word, renaissance. It really has. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, we've been kind of favored geographically in that Astoria really doesn't have any big flat places to build shopping centers and such. And so the commercial center has evolved over in Warrington with Costco and Home Depot and all of that. And I think that's given our town, Astoria, kind of a break from that stuff so that we're not jamming all of that stuff in along our waterfront.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have a lot of land. It's the big stuff is good for Warrington.
Yeah.
Not having the big stuff is good for us. So yeah. what a great concept. Working well for both of us.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not that much of a drive to go over there if you don't want to go shopping.
Nope, that's right.
So what other factors, Skip, do you see that have affected this renaissance in Astoria? I mean, it's a little town, 10,000 people. Why has it become so popular?
I guess I would have to repeat that we've done a lot to keep our character, and we have everything else given to us. We have the beauty of the Columbia River. We have the mountains surrounding us. We're green as green because we get a couple inches of rain a year. And, we have everything going for it. It's just a matter of putting it all together. I'm 71 years old, lived here all my life, and I can truthfully say that there's not a place in the world I'd rather live. Okay, and I mean that seriously. What more could you ask for? Everything we need is right here. You want something else? Go travel to it or come back home. You know, it's the beauty of the area. And then the folks taking advantage of that beauty. They come here. They know it rains here. It doesn't make any difference if it rains here. I had two people just yesterday at the chamber come in to pick up information on moving here.
Oh.
Two in one day. And so they like it a lot. And I think we've beat the entire region, Astoria, Warrington, the whole North Coast. They've put a real smile on their face, and they're a welcoming group of people. And we're not necessarily a tourist trap. We invite tourists, they enjoy it. But we're not a tourist trap. I've been to tourist traps, and I prefer us by a long shot.
You got me wondering, Skip. How many ballpark figure? How many hotel rooms do we have available?
Ooh. I wish you would have called me yesterday and asked me that question. I can't tell you. But I can tell you one thing. On the entire Oregon coast, I just did a little research on this before going to the budget committee on my percentage of room tax dollars. I went back 10 years and took the room tax dollars of every city on the Oregon coast 10 years ago, and I think 212 was the last figures that were available to me then. The number one city in the state of Oregon in increase in room tax dollars from 10 years to from 2002 to 2012 was the city of Astoria.
Wow.
The city of Seaside was second. The city of Warrington was third. And I even included Portland, Bend, Sisters. We beat them all in increase in room tax dollars, which simply relates to people coming to town and a couple new hotels, you know. So, the growth factor in room tax dollars has been wonderful. I mean, our marketing program is working. We're bringing people to town and putting heads on the beds, and that's what the chamber, gets paid for. We get paid by the city of Astoria and the city of Warrenton to put heads on the beds, to bring them to town.
You know, we're going to be seeing some real changes down at City Hall after Willis resigned. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about Willis Van Dusen and his impact on this renaissance that we've been talking about.
Well, I think he's our number one cheerleader and has been for 30 years. And
He's kind of short.
He's very short. Yes, he is very short. I tower over him. And every time I ask for him, when I go to call him, I ask if the midget's in. And yes, the midget is in. He'll speak to you now. So Willis and I have been friends for a whole bunch of years. But I don't know of a single individual that has had more impact on where we are today than Willis Van Dusen. And I'm not saying that Willis has been there on every new thing and had his handprint on it. But he's the impetus behind it. He's the one that said, yeah, I think that'll work. That's a great idea. Let's do it. It used to be, no, we're not going to do that. We tried that once before and it didn't work. Well, we don't say that around here anymore. And it's because of our city fathers. We've had Willis and we've had great councils throughout the years. And they're the ones I give the credit to. They're the ones that make people want to volunteer because they're volunteering. And it's just been an amazing process. But Willis, yeah, I give him all the credit, and I'm sorry to see him leave, but I think Arlene's going to do a great job, and Willis has a right to have a life of his own. So I can just say nothing but thank you to Willis.
You know, with Jim Knight coming aboard at the Port of Astoria, we might be seeing some changes down there. Can you reflect a little bit on the chamber's interaction with the port? How does that work out?
Right now we have a great interaction. I mean, I was one of the first people to meet Jim when he came into town. I tried to help him find a place to live. And I am highly impressed with Jim Knight. I think he's the one we've been waiting for. I hope he's... He spoke at Rotary at our Rotary meeting the other day, and he doesn't pull any punches. He said, we got a lot of problems, and we're going to prioritize them and fix them one by one. And he's not embarrassed to tell about the problems. And he recognizes he's got one heck of a job ahead of him. But I think – and he's impressed with his commission, and the commission is working well with him. He's had a meeting with them as to who does what, whose responsibilities are what, I think we're going to see some big things happening at the Port of Astoria, I think we're going to get back on track. So, I am impressed with Jim Knight.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see something happening out at North Tongue Point. That property's tied up in a lease with the Washington Group, so I'm not sure what kind of flexibility he has to do something out
there. Yeah, I don't know. And what did he say the other day? We have 7 years left on the lease or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know what can be done there either. It's a fabulous facility, but you got to have the right thing to win there. There's a lot of work to do on the infrastructure out there. We got stormwater problems out there. We've got all those docks are beautiful docks, but they all need some tender loving care before they can be used. There's not a lot of water out there, so you're somewhat limited what you can bring in there. But they knew all these things when they got it. So somehow we either have to change that infrastructure problem. Fix it or forget it. Mm-hmm. One of the two.
One of the things that the chamber has become known for is the walk across the bridge, or the run across the bridge, or whatever you want to call it.
Either one.
Yeah. I think for me it would be limp across the bridge.
I get tired driving across it. I can't imagine running across it.
Yeah. How did that come about? Do you know anything about the history of that?
No, I really don't. I know it came about a long time ago. I think this last one was our 34th.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it happened about 16 years after the bridge was built is when the first one was. Because next year we celebrate 50 years on that since the building of that bridge. And that's going to be quite a celebration. But the bridge run, and we call it the GCX, the Great Columbia Crossing, it's fantastic. We put 3,200 people participated last year. And it's just the logistics of getting 3,200 people across the river over to Dismal Niche, even if it's pouring down rain, making them wait there for 2 hours or 3 hours before the start of the race, and then have them come back and be smiling when they come across is really amazing. But the partnerships that are involved, like with ODOT, ODOT is just so easy to work with on that thing, and it just gets easier every year. Astoria Police Department, Pacific County Sheriff's Department, everybody, Warrenton Fire Department, Astoria Fire Department, Astoria Police Department, State Police. There are so many agencies involved in that one-hour race that it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, we've just got a few minutes left, Skip. I'm wondering whether there's some topics that you want to talk about these last few minutes.
Well, I guess one of the big things that's just happening at the at the chamber is we just hired a new replacement by the name of Kelsey. She's replacing Alana Quiela, who was hired by Providence Hospital in Seaside and to be their volunteer coordinator. A real shock, because Alana is the best of the best as an event coordinator. She's just so well organized, it's just mind-boggling. But Kelsey, Warrenton gal, she is going to be just as good. We never even advertised for the position. We had four very, very qualified individuals that walked in the door. And so it just, we're very, very fortunate. It was a tough decision. When it got down to the final two, I didn't know which one to go with. But I know we made the right choice, and Kelsey's going to be great. She's married to Henry Ballensiefer, and so we've kept the Warrenton connection, and it's just been Kelsey's only been there 5 days now, I think. She started Monday, she's picking things up so fast. And Alana, bless her heart, is even though she's working 3 days a week at Providence, she still comes in 2 half-days to train Kelsey, and also she's working for the chamber till we get through the annual banquet on January the 10th, which we hope everybody will come to. Anybody's invited, and you can go online and register. It's $35 a plate, and it's a great meal. It's a great evening, and it's the whole thing lasts a couple hours. It's not like an all-night deal, so it's just a fun time. So, or you can come into the chamber and pick up the application.
You've got Jim Servino working down there, don't you?
Jim who?
Servino.
Oh, yeah. No, another great, great find. Jim Servino of radio history here, right, in Astoria. Moved away when they sold the station, went to Las Vegas, he and his wife Carol, for 7 years, and never sold their house. And so when the radio station down there closed, then they came back up here. It was just a freak meeting with Jim. I was looking for somebody to replace as a membership director, and so I thought, why not? I'll take a shot at it. Had a cup of coffee with Jim, and I said, I can't offer you a lot. We're a nonprofit, but I can offer you a lot of fun and a good crew to work with. And he says, yeah, okay. And it's a great find.
Well, it's been Friday here at Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, and we've been really happy to have a chance once again to visit with Skip Hauke, director of the Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce. Skip, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been great, as always.
I'd urge our listeners to stick around for the always wonderful Friday Folk Show with Albert Smith, and I'll talk to you again. Goodbye.